Thank you for joining us again today for another session of the CGMF Prayer Line. And we're continuing on the spirit of caring. And today I want to talk about extravagant caring. Extravagant caring. Now, what does extravagant mean? Or to give an extravagance? It means to be excessive or giving that which is unnecessary. It's like you're doing it out of your heart. It's doing it out of an expression of an excessive nature. One that is almost unrestrained in any way or capacity. That's the kind of caring that God wants us to have when it comes to ministering one to another and to those in this world. It really shows out through our lives the love which God has put within our lives to extend to others and to exemplify. And when we show that extravagant love in our caring, it has such a tremendous effect. Right now, we are seeing lots of people give their lives, give their hearts, give their time to help the cleanup on the East Coast from the tremendous storm Sandy that hit our eastern shores. That love that's being shown, the gifts that have been given, much which has been done so without the thought about, you know, how's it going to maybe hurt my budget or this or that, or, you know, can I afford this? Or do I really have this time to spend? No, people are doing it. They're giving their heart, their time, their monies, etc., extravagantly, you know, unrestrained, because they want to see someone else encouraged. They want to see someone else's life touched. They want to get people back in order. They see the devastation and they recognize the hurt and they want to make a difference. We should be those kind of people each and every day. We need to be a people with a plan and a purpose, and yes, have a budget with our finances, etc. But we need to put aside for the poor. We need to put aside time for the things of God. And there are times when there needs to be an extraordinary expression of love that takes place when it's not planned, when it's not perfect for the schedule, when it's not perfect for the budget, because it just needs to be done because the Spirit of God prompts you. Amen? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Begin with verse 8 today. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out, never wear out. This most generous God, who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals, is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God. Verse 12, carrying out this social relief work involves far more than helping meet the bare needs of the poor Christians. It also produces abundant and bountiful thanksgiving to God. Paul is writing here, setting up his presentation, considering the carrying out of social work for those who are the Christian needy. And so he's preparing the hearts of those who are receiving the word with this understanding of God's extravagant care that he's already showed and the blessings he pours out to us each and every day. Let's continue. This relief offering is a prod to live at your best, showing your gratitude to God by being openly obedient to the plain meaning of the message of Christ. You show your gratitude through your generous offerings to your needy brothers and sisters, and really, towards everyone. Doesn't matter if they're a Christian or not, towards anyone. That's what the body is all about. We are expressing the love of God, reaching out in a broad spectrum with the love of God and ministering to those around about us. Meanwhile, moved by the extravagance of God in your lives, they'll respond by praying for you, these other Christians and others, in passionate intercession for whatever your need is. Thank God for this gift, his gift. No language can praise it enough. I love what verse 8 said. God can pour out on us blessings in astonishing ways. That is our God, and He provides for all things that are necessary for life and godliness, the scripture says. He can make a way for you as you pray and believe God to plan and put aside for those opportunities to give, but also to be in a position and freedom to give in time and efforts or financially when you need to. Because God wants you to reflect His love, to show His character, to have a caring spirit, just as He does for His creation. We are the witnesses of the Lord, and we are living out the character of Christ within our lives, one which was a life of sacrifice, which was a life of giving, which was a life of extravagant love and caring for those around about Him. Let's remember these passages of Scripture. Get out your Bible sometime and read this passage and meditate upon it. It's in the Message translation. I've read it, and it's so beautiful the way it portrays the heart of the apostle in this writing. And I pray that you'll be extravagant, be extraordinary, give unnecessarily, but with great love to those around about you today. God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that today's message, these scriptures, will touch the hearts and lives of each and every one who hears this word today. Touch our hearts to prepare for the future, to plan, to take in the seeds that God gives us, and to be able to serve and to minister to those around about us, being ready, in season and out of season, to give and to share and to care. And I pray, Lord, that you'd give us the ability to do so. Let us be able to expand our tent, to minister to those around about us in a very special way, to house, to help, to strengthen, to feed, to touch the hearts and lives of so many. And Lord, I believe that God, just like Paul said, blessings come to me anyway, but God, you're going to even bless me more as I give out, and people are going to pray and intercede for me who I've helped when they've had need. Lord, as I give, it's reciprocal. And I thank you, Lord, for that reciprocity. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, that we can show forth your love as you've already showed it to us. Anoint us to do so. Empower us to do so. Help us to do so. Bless and touch each and every one with any need today. Touch their hearts. Touch their lives. Help the body. Help us to have a capacity to minister and touch them. Heal bodies. Touch broken hearts. Strengthen lives. Show forth your love. Minister today in a special way, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today in the prayer line. I hope that this word was a blessing to you, and I pray you'll be encouraged by it. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or visit us on the internet at our ministry website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Also, you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. So good to have you with us today. Till next time on the Prayer Line.